It's June. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Boulder naturalists Scott Sievers and Ruth Carol Cushman.
We're standing around a big lake below the White Rocks Formation, and usually it's full of water, bright sparkling blue, but right now it's been drained down for restoration work. There are just a few little bodies of water that I was hoping would collect the birds, but I don't see any on this spot that's nearest us, but farther out there is something bright white. And can you put the scope on it, Scott, and see if it's a pelican or an egret? Because all I see is bright white.
Opening up the spotting scope here. Yeah, it's a group of pelicans roosting on a island in amongst the cattails. These are American white pelicans.
They do look like swans from a distance, just a big white bird.
Swans have all white wings, but pelicans have a white leading edge and black flight feathers. The feathers at the edges and tips of the wings. We've got some Canada geese coming in. We've come around the corner of the pond and just a little bit of a change in perspective. Voila, here are all the pelicans in perfect view, standing in shallow water in amongst some cattails that shield them from wind and visibility from other predators. They're preening and stretching and cleaning themselves up.
And I'd say there are over a dozen of them there, wouldn't you, Scott?
9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. 17
to 20 pelicans in that group. Pelicans are social feeders. The white pelicans gather on the water's surface and push the fish to shallow water. And then in a coordinated move, all put their heads in scoop at the same time. And the fish, in a panic, end up in their pouches. And then they pull the pouch up out of the water. They squeeze and they push all the water out the sides of their bill. And then they swallow the fish.
That's a great description of it. I knew they do the communal fishing, but I never heard that detailed description of what they actually do. Ooh, we're looking through the binoculars at a close-up of the pelican face, and it's got a lot of orange skin around the blue eye, and that big, big pink bill that can hold more than its belly can, and the protuberance on the top of the bill that shows that it's a breeding bird. That is beautiful. And when you look at the face, there's no mistaking it for a swan. When you see it at a distance, you can be confused, but not when you look at that beak.
Well, look at that stretch.
Pelicans, when they're stretching, they'll often stretch their pouch, which is loose skin under their bill, and they'll stretch it and they'll turn it inside out. There we go. Fly! It had to stumble across the ground a little bit to get some speed.
When they walk on land, they look somewhat ungainly. Oh, those didn't take off. They just went and joined their lazy companions.
I think they're going to... I think they could sense that their friends are on the other side.
They're just going
to
swim around.
And they're going to swim around to meet them on the other side of this big island. There goes some pelicans. They're flying off to the west. Look at them go. Oh. Pelicans are incredible soaring birds. They have an impressive wingspan. It's 9 feet. I was talking a little bit earlier about the pelicans and what amazing soaring birds they are. And it's thought that those black feathers, which are without pigment, are very strong. The pelicans can put a lot of downward pressure to gain altitude. Then they'll hold that strength for soaring.
Boy, once they take flight, they are so graceful.
Ruth Carol Cushman and Scott Sievers are friends and Boulder naturalists.